Welcome to Percival's Place on TalkZone.com, the show dedicated to green initiatives. Now, here's your host, Percy Dyer.
All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Percival's Place. Today, we have some exciting guests for you. As promised, I promised to bring the Banjanski Foundation back, and I'd like to say hello to them right now. How you guys doing?
Fine. Yes, thank you. We are delighted to be with you today again. Thank you for inviting me.
It's such a pleasure to have you guys back. Just to let the audience, let them in on it. We finally taped our first episode of Percival's Place on Dish Network and on the NBC channel, and it will be airing next month. We are pretty excited about finally getting the production on the go. And I would like to very much have you guys on, the second and third episode of the show, because what we're going to try and cover today can't be covered in this short amount of time that we have. And so I'd like to continue this in-depth conversation on television. And so I'm inviting you guys to come on the show for the second and third episode, and we'll talk about that later as to how we can make that happen. But this is such an extremely important research and findings that you guys have here, and I have to have this on television so that we can get the entire nation to become aware of the findings that you guys have here in front of me. I have a series of notes here. And I am dying to dive right into this. So, but before I get into that, again, you guys are doing well?
Well, we are doing well. We are excited to be on the show. We are very, very grateful for the opportunity that you are giving us to share that what we think also is an amazing, amazing program of research.
Okay, very good. Dr. Hall, how are you today, sir?
I'm just fine, and I echo what Sylvie just said. We're glad to be back, and also excited to be invited on future programs, which I think you said would be on television.
That's right. It's going to be on Dish Network, on an NBC channel. And what's going to happen is, to let you in on it, this is kind of behind-the-scenes stuff. A friend of mine from high school contacted me, and she told me that she used to work for Time Warner and Verizon, and she can help us get on those cable networks after the show is, well established, and I've gotten all the kinks out of it and all that kind of stuff. So it looks like we'll be off and running probably around the summer, full tilt. So we're going to have you guys on as a reoccurring guest, and some other people as reoccurring guests, because this research, that you guys done is quite extensive. And so I'm really, really pleased to have you guys, involved on Percival's Place. This is really a pleasure for me as well. But let's begin to dive right into this. I have an article here in front of me, and I wanted to talk about it, a little bit. Let's begin to explain this article, anti-cancer activity of extracts from Paulo Pereira. If I pronounce that correctly, can we get some feedback on that? What is that exactly?
Paulo Pereira is a tree of which grows in South America, and it has been quite well known and used quite extensively in folk medicine in South America for, since the 18th century. It is there is a very romantic story about how the Jesuits discovered this plant who had miraculous properties. But a decoction of that was used to fight fever, malaria, this kind of things in the past. And it was quite known as quite effective for this kind of things. But it is really due to the work of my late father, Mirko Beljanski, that the anti-cancer properties also of this extract, where he perfected the extraction methodology, and he said it's anti-cancer properties of this extract, and he published, he was the very first one to publish this, that this product had the ability to have a very large spectrum of anti-cancer properties on different kind of cancer cells. He actually published that it was active against 16 different kind of cancer cells, ranging from prostate to breast to colon to glioblastoma. And but he, you know, how much can a researcher do during his lifetime? So he had no, he had really not the time to, and he was not an MD, so he really did not have time to take it to the next step. And this is really what now the next generation, then through the Beljanski Foundation, and now Dr. John Hall, who is the director of research of the foundation, is devising this program to confirm the work done by Beljanski and take it to the next step and see especially how it works in synergy with the current chemotherapy treatment.
I see. So, Dr. Hall, continue off of that statement. What exactly are you doing today, to further the work?
Okay. Well, I think just to summarize a little bit of what we've already accomplished, we've worked previously in the past several years with Columbia University and Dr. Aaron Katz's group with focusing on prostate issues. Mm-hmm. And here we found, through the efforts of one of the PhDs in Dr. Katz's group named Deborah Bemis, that indeed the PAO extract has the anti-cancer effect that Beljanski discovered, and that it works very effectively with prostate cancer cells. So I think there's new work I can refer to in a moment about that, but the original work showed the anti-cancer effects of not only the Paolo Pereira extract, but also the Revolvia vomitoria extract against prostate cancer cells. And then one of the other discoveries, and one of the fun things about doing research, is getting unexpected results. And mm-hmm. we had a hint that there were anti-inflammatory effects of the Paolo extract from Beljanski's work. But in fact, we were just delighted and in some ways surprised to find that this extract also has anti-inflammatory effects directly related to the prostate, and that's prostate inflammation. So a combination of the two plant extracts discovered by Beljanski lowered the PSA in men with elevated PSA, which is primarily a marker for inflammation, and we also saw in that case that the urinary symptoms of men with BPH, which is a swollen prostate but benign, it's not cancerous, but it's an inflammatory condition. These men experienced significantly improved urinary symptoms by taking the combination of the plant extracts. So we, on the one hand, confirmed Beljanski's observations of anti-cancer activity, but also then found further that these extracts have anti-inflammatory effects, which are impressive. To continue on, we have more recently worked with Kansas University Medical Center focusing on ovarian cancer and pancreatic cancer.
I was trying to save that one for the second half, because okay. I see that in my notes here, and that's fantastic. But please go right ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Well, why don't we save that for the second half, and let me just tie up the prostate story. One of the scientists in Dr. Katz's group has continued to work on the project. Partly we were interested in this anti-inflammatory effect, and he ended up going a little bit off on his own, working with hormone-resistant prostate cancers. There are cell lines where it's possible to study what the effects of the PAO extract are in these cells that no longer respond to any kind of hormone treatment. And this is also a really impressive and new discovery, in as much as the PAO Pereira extract they're able to find out that it acts through a kind of grand central station of cell cycle control called NF-kappa-B. And through this kind of control center, the PAO inserts its effect, including a promotion of apoptosis, a suppression of cell cycle progression, and quite impressively, a suppression of cell migration and invasion. So not only does the PAO extract have all these properties I've just discussed, but it also clearly has an effect on helping stop the process of metastasis, which is a key issue in cancers of almost all kinds.
Okay. All right. Well, guys, that's why I have to have you guys on television, because it's so much information and it's so fantastic to listen to. Right now, unfortunately, we're going to take a quick break. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with Percival's Place.
Welcome back to Percival's Place on TalkZone.com. Here's Percy Dyer.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Percival's Place. As you can tell, I'm quite excited, and I want to continue on with this discussion. Okay, so Sylvie, let's talk about the ovarian cancer that your father also found. This thing can the research that you've discovered also suppresses that, correct?
Yes, actually, Dr. Katz was speaking at one of those conferences about prostate cancer and raving about the results that he was having on a mini kind of clinical trial that we had, where the patients were very, very pleased with the improvement of their prostate. And then I was approached by Dr. Driscoll from Kansas University Medical Center, who said, this sounds great, but would you have something for women? And I said, yes, the same thing, exactly the same thing, because as my father showed, those compounds are not working, you know, on such organ. They are working at the level of the DNA, and we have one DNA from head to toe. So if it works, that explains why it's working at a very large spectrum. And she said, so you think we could use the same compound and test it for ovarian cancer? And I said, yes, absolutely, it's worth it. And since that, I mean, at Kansas University Medical Center, they have published now several beautiful papers, both in vitro and in vivo, about the effectiveness of those two extracts on ovarian cancer, and even after that, they have done also on pancreatic cancer.
Right. Right. Wow, that's fantastic. So Dr. Hall, can you continue the discussion now on what was going on over in Kansas?
Yes, I think we were delighted to hook up with Dr. Driscoll's group, and one of her scientists in the group, Dr. Chen, has really done beautiful work, technically challenging, excellent research, which explores the use of the extracts in the cases of ovarian and pancreatic cancer. And our interest there was first, as Sylvie said, to make sure that we were being fair to women by approaching a key cancer that women suffer from, so having done prostate in men, but also pancreatic. And it turns out that these two cancers, ovarian and pancreatic, have a number of things in common. They're widely known to be very difficult to treat, and that's largely because they're diagnosed late, in late stages most commonly. There are not enough symptoms, there's not enough going on for an individual to just go to the doctor and say, hey, what's going on? I don't feel well. The ovarian and pancreatic can get to a rather advanced stage before they are detected. And that's a problem right there, because once the cancer's advanced, it becomes harder to treat. But these cancers are indeed hard to treat because the drugs that are commonly used to treat ovarian and pancreatic cancer, the cells themselves in the tumors become resistant to these drugs, which means that even in the presence of the drug, carboplatin, for example, in the case of ovarian cancer, and gemcitabine, for pancreatic cancer. After some time where they're used successfully and start to shrink the tumors, the cells become resistant. And that means that even when the drug is there, the cancer cells continue to grow. So there's an urgent need to look for an alternative approach here.
Right. Wow. That's fantastic. So what are you guys doing about something of that nature right now?
Well, just to follow up, at Kansas, the researchers found that our extracts by themselves are effective against both types of cancer, ovarian and pancreatic. And this, as you know from what you've heard here today, is more or less expected. They're broad-spectrum anti-cancer effects. But also went on to show that there was effectiveness even with cell lines that had showed drug resistance to the mainstream chemotherapy drugs. So the use of our extracts isn't sidetracked or abolished, even in cases where the drugs no longer respond to the chemotherapy drugs. But they also went so far as to put the two combinations together. So they put together the PAO with the gemcitabine for pancreatic and the PAO with carboplatin for ovarian. And lo and behold, there was a synergistic response. And that means that the combination of the two was even better than we would expect by just adding the two together. And in fact, the most successful anti-cancer experiments that they conducted were with these combinations, showing that dramatic results with ovarian. I remember in one case, 97% of the tumor cells were knocked out by the combination of the natural product with the chemotherapy drugs. I think they think in Kansas, and we think too, that there's a real future for the benefit of ovarian and pancreatic cancers to incorporating our extracts, Beljanski's extracts, into therapies, which would also include chemotherapy drugs.
Okay. So that brings me to this next question, because I have here in my notes, but I hesitate to try and even pronounce these words because it's a little beyond me. But dose escalation study of an antithrombotic agent in patients with chemotherapy induced, and I cannot pronounce this.
Okay.
Is that where you're going with the new research?
No, that's again something completely different, and you are speaking of something completely unique, which is a little RNA fragment that my father perfected, Mirko Beljanski perfected, and those little RNA fragments are specific of the DNA of the bone marrow and help patients who have a low platelet count to maintain a normal platelet, and that's specifically useful for people undergoing chemotherapy because chemotherapy destroys the platelets. So that's a clinical trial that we had with Cancer Treatment Centers of America, and on 17 patients actually were suffering from 17 from different kind of cancer and on the different protocol of chemotherapy, and none of them had a dramatic loss of platelets while benefiting of those little RNA fragments. And none of them had thrombocytopenia, and none of them had to stop their chemotherapy treatment. So that's also another breakthrough research, which definitely deserves an interview by itself. I mean, but that's a completely different avenue of research.
Oh, I see. Wow. All right. I have one more.
Let me interject. I'm glad you brought that up here because it's a real problem for chemotherapy patients, and it's what's called rate limiting. These patients get a thrombocytopenia, is what it is.
Okay.
Low platelets. The platelets are needed to form blood clots, and these patients are at risk for hemorrhaging and even bleeding seriously for a minor bruise, what for somebody would normally be just a bump on the of their thigh against the table end, for these patients can be life-threatening. So for any of your listeners who are undergoing chemotherapy, they should know about this product. It's called Real Build, and it's, I think, vital that it is more widely known and that more patients can take it to protect themselves from this condition.
Okay. I think at this point you have guessed that my father's legacy, Mirko Beljanski's legacy, is so rich that there is research, amazing breakthrough research going into several directions. Actually, our next program is on glioblastoma cells, brain cancer, and this is also very, very promising. I understand that it may sound a little bit overwhelming for all those programs of research and all those beautiful results about different organs. I really recommend people who want to learn more about this research and about what we are doing at the foundation to go to our website, the www.beljanski.com. Beljanski is spelled Beljanski, and call us at 646-808-5583. There is also a number of books on the website which are available and will explain to whoever is interested what those products are about and how my father discovered them and the amazing, amazing story of my father just by himself.
Yes. If you guys just happened to miss the first time that these guys, the Beljanski group, was on the show, we did get into a little bit of the history of Sylvie's father and mother and what they went through to get this research done and to actually have it available to everyone around the world, not just in France. So this is, these people are particularly dear to my heart because anytime you're jailed and persecuted for trying to help mankind, you definitely strike a chord, I think, with the population. So I want to make sure that we get this word out to everyone here in the United States and abroad if we can. So that's why I'm having them on the television show, and they're going to be a reoccurring guest. So please tune in to Percival's Place on Dish Network, and I'll give you more information about that as we come closer to airtime. Again, guys, I'd like to thank you for coming on the show again, and we will talk later about you guys coming on the show and what it's going to take to get everything off and running, okay?
Thank you so much, and you can count on us anytime.
Thank you very much.
We'll be delighted with any opportunity to share this research. As you said, so accurately it belongs to mankind.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate you coming on the show. And ladies and gentlemen, don't you go away. We're going to be right back with another exciting guest on Percival's Place.